We are celebrating a mission month.
在过去的一个二月整个月以来，英文堂的弟兄姐妹都在欢庆我们这个教会所做的一切事工。
And so throughout this month, we are inviting different groups of people, those who are closely connected with the church.
我们邀请了许许多多在我们这个教会做事工的不同组织。不同的人群。
And so today we invited Boy Scout because they are very integral part of the church.
今天我们所邀请的是童子军、幼童军，因为这个童子军、幼童军是我们教会里面很重要的一个不可分割的事工。
And so when they came, they also talked a little bit about what they are doing these days.
当他们来到的时候，他们也分享了他们每周最近这几年来在社会上、在教育上、在对小孩子联系上做了什么样子的事工。
And then I had some privilege to have conversation with them and encourage them through the scripture.
我之后也有一点机会，在读经文的时候与他们对话。帮助鼓励他们在从经文从圣经之中看到神的鼓励。
And one of the encouragement was them for like do your best.
其中最重要的一句话我跟他们谈到的就是尽力而为。
But it is not only for them that they should do their best, but as a church, we all supposed to do our best.
可是这样子的鼓励的话并不仅仅是为了小孩子。幼童军或童子军而讲的，对于我们教会每一个教众，无论年纪，都是一个很重要的教训。
And so our main idea is do your best, and with that idea, we will go into the scripture a little bit this morning.
所以我们主要的，就中心的想法是尽力而为。我们今天看这一段经文，进去深入的讨论一下。
Now, this is the parable of Jesus. He told many parables, and this is the one of them which we read this morning.
今天我们所讲的是耶稣所讲的比喻，他在圣经里面讲了许许多多不同的比喻，这是其中一个，是我们提到恶仆人和银子关系的一个比喻。
So, how many of you know what is parable?
在座有多少的弟兄姐妹知道比喻这个字什么意思？
Please raise your hand if you know a little bit about it.
请举手如果你自己觉得说稍微有一点认识。
All right.
比喻。
Most of you, but let me just briefly tell you what it is.
我也同时简短的跟各位介绍一下这是什么。
Parables are earthly stories with heavenly meaning.
比喻是人间的故事，带着天上的寓意。
Because often people came and asked questions to Jesus.
因为许许多多人跑来问耶稣，问许多的问题。
And Jesus thought about those questions.
耶稣想仔细思考过这些问题。
And he realized that if I tell them everything about heaven, it's going to be very difficult for them to get.
他知道，如果说他花时间告诉他们天国是怎么样的模样，实际上他们这些问问题的人，他本身的思想认识不足够，所以不会很快的吸收了解耶稣所讲的真正意思。
But he realized that if I tell them earthly stories, they will understand it much better.
所以他就发现，他知道，当他讲一些人经常所面对的人间的故事的时候，他们比较能够理解天上的。
And so this is one of those stories.
这是其中一个比喻。
I have three words for you.
我有三个字跟各位谈。
The first word is resource.
第一个想法是资源。
The second word is responsibility.
第二个想法是责任。
And the third one is response. Response. How or reward.
第三个观念是回馈报酬。
So resource, responsibility, and reward.
资源、责任和报偿、报酬。
In case if I forget in my sermon, I want you to remind me, please.
如果说我待会在讲的时候忘记的时候，请你们也提醒我。资源、责任、报偿。
Amen. So the first one is resource.
第一个是资源。
So in this story, we hear the master is giving talents to his servants.
在这一段故事里面，我们看到中文的故事里面讲是银子，可是实际上在英文 的内容里面，这一个字是一语双关，不仅仅是银子的一种算法，也是才华的一种说法。
So one gets 5 talents, other gets 3 talents, other get 1 talent.
一个拿了五个才华，一个两个才华，一个才华，或者是1000银子、2000银子、5000银子。
And the scripture says, Master knew their ability, and based on their abilities, Master gave them these talents.
在一开始这个故事里面，主人就已经知道这几个仆人他基础的才干。
And so during Jesus' time, each talent would consist almost of $500,000.
在当时的情况，这样子的计算的单位 talent 才华，可以等于差不多每一个 talent 等于差不多1000银子。
So in other words, it's a significant amount of money.
这样子来算，无论在什么年代，都是一个相当大笔的资产。
If I give you $1, it is difficult for you to invest anywhere because it's very minimum.
如果我只给你一块钱，你大概没什么办法把它用来投资什么地方，因为是非常的小的单位。
But if you have $500,000, that's a plenty of money. You can do a lot with that money.
如果给你50万，那你就有能力去支配调动，然后去用这个钱，因为这是一笔相当大的资源。
So God has blessed us with tremendous resources, dear people of God.
各位神国的子民们啊，神赐给我们每一个人许许多多丰富的资源。
You might not feel that you are rich, but let me tell you, you are rich and you are resourceful.
你或许自己觉得我不是什么有钱富有的人，可是让我告诉你吧，弟兄姐妹们，你是非常富有并且非常多资源的人。
See, I heard this story in India.
当我第一次念到这个故事的时候，我人在印度。
There was a beggar on the street begging.
在印度的一个故事，一个乞丐在街上乞讨。
And so when a man was passing, he was begging, said, please give me something because I am poor, I have nothing.
当一个人经过的时候，乞讨的乞丐说，求求你施舍一点东西，因为我太穷苦，我什么也没有。
So there was this wise man, he stood up to have conversation with this poor man.
这时一个智慧的人停留下来跟这个乞丐交谈。
He said, oh, you have nothing, are you poor, you have zero money?
他说，你是不是真的穷苦到你没有任何钱。
He said, yeah, I have nothing.
乞丐说，我什么也没有。
He says, well, I see you have a really nice hand.
智者就说，我看到你的手很好。
And I need your hand.
我需要你的手。
I'm going to give you $100,000 for your hand if you give me.
我给你10万块，可如果你让我把你的手切下来。
I said, oh, no way, I'm not going to sell you my hand.
乞丐就说，我不可能把我的手卖给你。
Yeah, everybody can see that I will have no hand after that.
如果卖了给你，我从此以后所有的人都可以看到我没手了。
After that, I cannot eat anymore.
我也没办法吃东西了。
I cannot do any work because I do a lot of my work with my right hand.
如果我也没办法做任何工作，因为我所有需要做的工作都需要用我的右手来做。
But okay, I understand.
智者就说，哦，我知道。
How about give me your left leg? How about that?
那你把你的左腿卖给我好了。
I'll give you $200,000 for your left leg.
我给你200,000块钱，让你把左腿卖给我。
No way, I'm not going to give you my leg.
乞丐说，我才不会，我没有办法给你我的腿。
Well, if I give my leg, then I cannot walk.
如果我没有了腿，我就没办法走路了。
I cannot go anywhere.
我哪里也去不了。
Oh no, I don't want to give you my leg.
我不要把我的
腿。And also people can see that I have no leg.
那样的话，人家也看到了我是缺一条腿的人。
He said, "Well, I understand. You don't want to give your legs. I understand."
智者就说，好，我明白。
What? How about your heart?
那你的心呢？
He said, "No way. If I give you my heart, I'll die."
乞丐就说，我不可能，我给了你的我的心，我就死了。
I'm ready to give you $2 million for your heart.
智者说。我现在手上就有，我给你200万块钱，给你把我你的心给我。
So you know where the story is going, right?
各位，你听得出来这个故事要往哪个方向走吧？
Even though when we think we are so poor and we have no money, what God has given us is millions of dollar stuff.
即使我们自己觉得我们身体一文不值，我们穷困潦倒，实际上神已经赐给了我们数百万块钱的东西资源。
See, we live in the country which gives us tremendous freedom to worship God.
我们住在一个地方，给了我们无限的自由，让我们崇拜神。
We come from, most of you come from China, and you know what is happening in China about religious persecution.
许多各位许多人是来自中国，你们对于中国现在对宗教到底自由还是不自由有更深刻的了解。
There are people in China are ready to give thousands of dollars to have freedom like what you have.
许多许多在中国的人，他情愿付出几千块、几万块钱的费用。能够得到你今天的自由。
And so, number one, dear people of God, that God has blessed us with tremendous resources.
第一点，各位神国的弟兄姐妹们啊。
These are the resources which we all have, but there are individual resources, individual talents God has given you.
神给了我们许许多多的资源，许许多多是我们每一个人都有，可是也有每一个人个人身上的才干、才华、能力。
Like those three servants got resources from their master.
正如同今天故事里面提到的那三个不同才干的仆人。
The second one is responsibility.
第二部分是责任。
The scripture says, as soon as the guy who got 5 talents, he went and he started to do business.
这故事告诉我们，那得到5000的人，他一拿到5000，马上就去开始，做工赚钱。
And the second one guy immediately he went down and he started to do business and started to use this money.
拿到2000的那个也出去做买卖，开始赚钱，赚了额外的钱来。
So they were so responsible for the gift they were receiving.
当他得到了这样子的礼物的时候，免费白白得来的东西 的资源的时候，他们有这样的责任去用这样的资源。
But the other person, he was not responsible.
可是第三个领1000的那个人，他并没有把这件事情当做一个责任。
Instead of using his $500,000, he went and hid under theIn the ground.
他没有去用他的一千，反而去掘了个坑，把钱藏在地底下。
He was too afraid to use his talents.
他太害怕到不敢用他自己天生所赐的一切。
Maybe he was also jealous of his other friends.
或许他心里有点嫉妒另外的 另外的仆人，因为他们得到的比他多。
Maybe he was comparing himself with somebody else.
或许他拿自己跟别人比。
For whatever reason, he was not ready to use the talents and the resources he was given.
无论是什么样的原因，他心里没有准备好将神赐给他的那一切拿去用。
Dear people of God, I have a challenge for you this morning.
所有亲爱神国子民们啊，我对你们今天早上有一个挑战。
What are your talents?
你的才干是什么？
And are you using your talents?
神赐给你的恩赐，你有在用吗？
Time is a talent.
时间是一个恩赐。
Are we using our time wisely or are we wasting our time?
我们是不是很有智慧地运用着我们的时间，还是我们在随便浪费？
Water is resource.
水是一个资源。
Are we using it wisely or are we wasting it?
我们是充满智慧的方式在用它，还是我们浪费？
Money is resource.
钱财是个资源。
Are we using it wisely or are we wasting it?
我们是不是有智慧的方式在运用钱，还是我们在浪费？
Remember, you are responsible for your resources.
每一个人对自己所有的资源要负责任。
When we go to heaven, Jesus is not going to ask me that, hey, did you use Helen's resources?
当我来到天堂见到耶稣的时候，耶稣不会问说，嘿，你有没有用孔传道现在？他，我赐给孔传道的所有的资源，你有没有运用？
Jesus is not going to ask me that, please give me account of Helen's resources.
他不会问你说，孔传道这一辈子他是怎么样用了他的资源的。
Jesus is going to ask me, dear people of God.
他会问我自己。
What did you do with your time?
你的时间你是怎么用的？
What did you do with your money?
你的钱是你是怎么用的？
What did you do with your relationships?
你与众人的关系你是怎么样子做的？
What did you do with your preaching skills?
你传道的能力你是怎么样子去培养的？
What did you do with your teaching skills?
你教导人的能力你是怎么样子培养的？
How did you reward and connect with your family and friends around you?
你如何与你的朋友你的亲人互相交流？
So dear people of God, let us not compare ourselves with anybody else.
各位亲爱神国子民，让我们不要与其他的人比较。
Let us not be jealous of what somebody else has.
让我们不要嫉妒别人有什么样的才干，有什么样的资源。
Because I am responsible for me.
因为我对我自己所有的负责任。
Helen is responsible for herself.
牧师也是这样子，对他自己所得的一切，所有的一切，负他的责任。
We are responsible for ourselves.
我们每一个人要对自己所有的一切负起责任。
And so let us be responsible people.
让我们做负责任的人。
Let us use wisely what God has given to us.
让我们运用智慧来使用神恩赐给我们的一切。
Let us multiply it.
让我们使它开花生枝结果。
Let us use it for God's glory.
让我们运用我们的才华资源能力使得让神得到荣耀。
And the third one is reward.
最后一个是报偿。
See, there is a reward. The scripture says, because you have been faithful in little things, I'm going to give you more things.
经文告诉我们，你在不多的事上忠心，神要赐给你许多更多不同的东西。
The servant who used his talent wisely, he got even one more extra talent from somebody else.
那个善好好的运用那五千加一倍变成一万的那个仆人，他在好忠诚的工作之间，竟然得到另外的一个人的一千。
Dear people of God, God is constantly looking for people who could become God's agent here on the earth.
神每时时刻刻都在看着 哪一个人可以成为他在这个世上的代表。
And when God notices you and me, when we use our resources properly and be responsible, God will give us even bigger responsibilities.
每一个人，当我们好好的运用我们所得到的一切资源，并负责任的将它加倍成长的时候，神会赐给我们更多，帮助我们继续的成长。
I have a friend in India.
我在印度有个朋友。
He's one of the smartest person I know.
他是我所认识最聪明的一个人之一。
He knows a lot of stuff.
他知道许许多多的事。
When he would start talking, you just want to hear him.
当他开始说话的时候，每个人都停下来，只想听他讲话。
But he is so isolated from society.
可是他与社会隔绝。
He doesn't like people.
他不喜欢与人相处。
He would come out once in a month from his house.
他一个月只出门一次。
To go and buy groceries.
到去买菜。
And he would come back in his house and again spend time by himself.
买完菜以后又回到自己的家里，关上门，独处。
He's growing old.
他渐渐年老了。
And one day he will die.
有一天，人也会死。
See, he has so much to offer to community, but he is like this one servant who is hiding his talents in the ground.
他可以对社会有多么大的贡献，可是他就像那一个把自己的把钱挖了藏在土里面的那一个仆人那样。
But I know there are people.
可是我知道有些人。
They are not multi-talented.
他并不是非常多的才干。
They have one or two talents.
他只知道做一件或两件事。
But they use it their maximum.
可是他尽一切的力量发挥他的能力。
You and I know there are Christian singers.
你和我都知道有唱基督教的歌曲的人。
Maybe they are not too smart.
或许不是非常
聪明。Maybe they don't preach too well.
或许讲道也没什么。
They have only one talent.
他只有一个才能。
But they sing everywhere they go.
可是无论到了哪里，他都付出他的心来赞美神，用歌唱赞美神。
They bring so much hope and joy to people.
他给所有的人带来多么多大的安慰和喜乐。
And maybe you like this individual.
或许你也是像这样子这一个人。
You might tell that pastor, I don't have that many talents.
或许你也告诉我，牧师啊，我没什么才干。
You have one talent, dear people of God.
你是有才干的人。
Two talents.
你或许只有一个或两个。
Use it for God's glory.
用你的才干来增加神的荣耀。
You have extra time.
你有额外的时间。
Maybe talk with Minister Helen.
或许到孔团道的面前来讲说。
I have this little bit extra 1 hour.
我每周有多出来的一小时。
Tell me what can I do for God.
告诉我怎么样子能够帮神做一点事。
What can I do for the church?
我可以帮教会做些什么事。
What can I do for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ?
为我自己的主内的弟兄姐妹们做些什么事
？Oh, this out of nowhere, I got this $100 extra.
或许，平白无故的，我忽然多得了100块钱。
What can I do with it?
我可以如何使得它为神国得荣耀
？How can I invest it?
或我可以如何投资它？可以如何运用它
？How can I bless somebody?
我可以如何让他成为别人生活之中的恩典
？Because dear people of God, when we act like this,
各位亲爱的神国子民，当我们这样子的活，这样子的想时
，when we know what are our resources,
当我们知道深刻的知道我们是所有的什么资源
，and when we are responsible in our resources,
我们为我们自己的资源负责任。
I challenge you that you will be rewarded more than you can ever imagine.
我告诉你，你会得到自己无法所想象的报酬。
You will be eternally rewarded by God.
你会在 无尽的未来里面得到神的赏赐。
Let us close our eyes and pray.
让我们闭上我们的眼睛祷告。
Gracious God,
恩慈的神啊，
we thank you for the resources you give to us.
我们为你所赐给我们的一切资源献上感恩。
Sometimes we think we're poor.
有时候我们觉得我们穷苦。
We're nobody.
我们什么人也不是。
We don't make as much as money as somebody else is making.
我们没有赚到别人赚的那么多的钱。
Help us to remind ourselves.
求你帮助我们记回忆提醒我们。
That you have rewarded us.
你已经给了我们。
You know us.
你知道我们是谁。
Lord, help us to trust in you.
帮助我们信靠你。
Help us to be responsible toward you.
帮助我们在神的面前负责任。
Help us to be responsible in the way we use ourselves and the resources you've given to us.
帮助我们在我们自己生活的领域里面如何对得起自己对得起神在你的面前使你的荣耀。
And Lord, we know that one day you will reward us.
神啊，我们知道有一天你将会大大的赏赐我们。
And we will find our reward here on the earth itself.
我们会在这个世上也感受到你所亲自赐的报偿。
When we will see that your church is growing because of our resources given to this church.
我们可以看得出来，你的教会在这地土地上成长，因为我们用出我们的资源。
Lord, when we will realize that somebody got American citizen is because some of us given our resources and our time.To this particular cause.
神啊，我们可以看得出来，当某一些人在经过我们的公民班，在经过我们的英语课程里面，他能够在这一块土地上扎根成长，是因为我们每一个人付出的。
That somebody else got better adjusted in this American society is because some of us gave our time through that ESL class.
因为我们之中某一些人如果能够在这一个社会里面渐渐的越来茁壮成长，是因为我们 不少的人投出心力投出时间在英语班里面与他们共处。
And those rewards we will experience here on the earth.
这些的赏赐都在这一个世上我们就能够感受到。
But then you'll continue to reward us even in eternity beyond our imaginations.
可是即使在无限的未来里面你也会大大 的赏赐给我们超越我们能够想象的一切。
Help us to know our resources.
帮助我们认识我们的资源。
Help us to be
responsible
in the way we use our resources.
帮助我们在运用我们的资源的时候完全对你负责任。
And help us to trust in you for the reward you have for us.
也帮助我们信靠顺服你知道信靠你将给我们赏的赏赐。
In Jesus' precious name we pray this prayer.
奉耶稣宝贵的名我们说这祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 让我们唱一首回应的诗歌。这首歌我们曾经试着唱过不过这是一段应和神向我们呼召我们回应的。那我先唱神的那一部分，各位我们回应的那一小段，请差遣我，主啊是我，黑暗中你亲口呼唤我，我定将去，请引领我，我将主你子民放心窝。各位大家试着学会这一小段回应的部分。那我们开始唱。我是主造天和
All who dwell in the gentry, my hand will serve.
家一起。请再见我，主啊，是我黑暗中你警告呼唤我，我定将去，请引领我，我将住你子民放心我。如果你愿意跟着一起唱开始的那一段，也跟我一起。我是主降下甘霖，润我滋面干渴心，甘将泪水化成爱，人却背离，人心归我不逆转，为爱种子播心。大家一起回应，请差遣我，主啊，是我黑暗中你尽口呼唤我，我定将去，请引领我，我三段还是主开口，我是主，遭风和烟，我不念贫穷兵赞，风声烟息为人生，我受深渊，我提供美味风餐，直到我命成心。大家起立，请差遣我，主啊，是我黑暗中你尽口呼唤我，我定将去，请引领我，我将住哈利路亚，请坐。现在是奉献的时间，请啊。